Now he says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world. Now, that's a very strong statement. Dr. Vincent, a great expositor of the Epistle to the Colossians as well as others, he believes it's hyperbole. And I'll be honest with you, I had difficulty accepting that. You mean to tell me, Paul, that the gospel at this particular time when you were in prison in Rome had reached the world? That's what Paul said. And I take it that we take it literally. And I believe Paul means what he said. And you know, I did not realize the accuracy of this until I stood in Turkey at the city of Sardis. They've dug up part of that Roman road that was there. And that's the road Paul came down out of the Galatian country on the way to Ephesus. And there for 3 years the gospel sounded out and people were there from all over the Roman Empire. And already it had gone ahead to Rome, and Paul had not gone there until he was taken there as a prisoner. And the gospel was being preached throughout the Roman Empire. And the world, here's the word cosmos, and it just simply means the Roman Empire of that day. And it means that the gospel at this time had penetrated into the farthest reaches of the Roman Empire. It had crossed over to Great Britain. It had crossed over to other places. Every part of the Roman world had heard the gospel at this particular time. I tell you, friends, those early apostles were on the move, and I find it rather reluctant to try to criticize them. And he says here, it's coming to all the world, the Roman world, and it bringeth forth fruit. And where the gospel is preached, it'll bring forth fruit. Where the word of God is given out, the content of the gospel is given out, it'll bring forth fruit. That's what he said, and it will. And by the way, I must confess, my faith was weak even on radio. I determined to give out the word, but I'll be honest with you, I expected to fall on my face and see great failure. And you know, the biggest surprise of my life is God blessed his word. Was I surprised? I thought he'd let me down, but he didn't. He said he'd bless his word. Count on him, friends. It bringeth forth fruit. As it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God and truth. And I'm overwhelmed today by the letters and the people I meet that say they were brought to Christ through this weak radio ministry of ours that is a Mickey Mouse operation if there ever was one. But God blesses his word. And I just don't only believe it, I know it. I'm not even prepared to argue that with anybody today. Somebody comes along and says to me, I don't believe the Bible's the Word of God. I said, you don't? And they said, well, don't you want to argue? I said, no. They said, why? I said, because I know it's the Word of God. I don't believe it. I know it. Suppose somebody comes to me and says, now, McGee, I want to argue with you whether you love your wife or not. I can give you several philosophical arguments that'll show that you don't love your wife. And you know that fellow might out-argue me, and he might whip me down intellectually. And if he did, and if he showed by logic and all types of argument that I don't love my wife, you know what I would say? I'd say, brother, I don't know about those arguments, but I want you to know one thing. I love my wife. I love my wife. I know that, you see. And I do not need these cogent, sophisticated, astute, esoteric arguments. There's some things we can know, friends, and we ought not to let what we don't know upset what we do know. And that's important for us to see today. Therefore, he says here, it bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. Say, this is wonderful, is it not?